This will be the 23rd year of the collaborative effort between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Park Service. Brittany Sweeney, outreach specialist at Selowik National Wildlife Refuge, says that the community-based effort has resulted in a long-term database that can help scientists pick up changes in bird migration patterns and timing.
That term citizen science is thrown around, but it means in general when members of the community or members of the public are engaged as observers and reporters to help us track something that's happening in the natural world.
Activities surrounding the arrival of migratory birds started in April and will run through the end of May. Coinciding with the bird sighting competition, the agency will be setting up drop-in birding spots, likely out past Second Bridge and near the airport with spotting scopes, binoculars, and bird guides. Staff will be on hand to answer questions and keep the equipment sanitized to maintain health and safety. Sweeney says for the younger crowd, there will be a combination of bird watching, crafts, and other fun activities.
Birds are something that we can all enjoy and celebrate.
Deanna Depew, a National Park Service interpretive ranger, says the contest coincides with World Migratory Bird Day on Saturday, May 8th.
All of us can start to be thinking about the birds and make it a celebration for the birds, start to get excited and be thinking about our activities for the future.
She says locals have already begun to report sightings.
About 12 birds have been called in so far this year.
Sweeney says locals spotted a ruby-crowned kinglet and a dark-eyed junco last week in Kotzebue as a storm rolled in.
The day that the ruby-crowned kinglet was sighted was one of the snowy days last week when it was hunkering down next to a tree trunk in somebody's backyard just trying to find a sheltered spot.
The return of the birds each spring is a sign of many things, one being the arrival of fresh meat after winter food stores have been depleted. In the past, Sweeney says the contest has also served as a useful language exchange when people call in with Inupiaq names for birds. She gave an example.
So she came back and said, yeah, I'm pretty sure they were talking about a tra-truck, which is a type of shorebird. So it was just sort of an interesting exchange for all of us, trying to piece together the clues of, you know, the name, the scientific name, or what we would biologically know it as, of the bird that this person saw that they were reporting was their name.
The theme this year is sing, fly, soar, like a bird, which Sweeney thinks is an apt sentiment after a long year of being cooped up. People can find updates on the Selowik National Wildlife Refuge Facebook page, and event flyers will be posted around town. Everyone who reports a bird during the contest and provides their contact information will get a poster, and first sightings will be entered to win an additional prize. People can call in birds, even if it's been a while since they saw them. The contest hotline number is 907-442-8322. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Nicole Edmondson.